For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Crazy people, crackheads, midgets, drunks, sexual predators, and occasionally a crazy crack-smoking drunk midget sexual predator.
What the hell?
I did not like that at all.
None of us did.
Yeah, it was totally messed up.
Brace yourselves, Tampa Bay. It's What the Hell News on the Johnny B Show.
Well, well, the eclipse was Monday.
Eclipse?
Yep. And we know the president looked up at the sun during the eclipse.
Yeah, because right? It's fake news that'll hurt your eyes.
Exactly. He knows. We don't know if there was any negative results of that, but Mosh Jelton's here. Are you familiar with the rapper Joey Badass with $2 signs?
Yes, I am. I'm not super familiar with all his work, but I have heard of him before, and I know he's out there.
Yeah, I've heard of him, too. Also, I don't think I've heard a song. Maybe I have, but I'm not sure. Well, Joey Badass is a real badass. Because to show his defiance for science, he stared right at the eclipse at a show in Toronto and then had to cancel. It wasn't at the show. I'm sorry. It was the day of the show. He had to cancel because he stared at the eclipse. What do you think happened, Ryan Adams?
His eyes didn't melt out of his head. That's for sure, right?
No. That'd be a good look, though.
Yeah, it would be.
Well, the rapper canceled 3 shows because he was complaining about his vision.
You need vision to rap, man.
Well, he's probably super concerned about the future of his eyesight. What are you doing? I mean, I see gangster stuff happen where, you know, they shoot themselves. What was the guy? He shot himself recently through the mouth.
I can't remember what his name was. But
50 Cent?
No, it was MC. No, he got shot by other people.
Lil Wayne, I meant.
No.
I get him confused.
Lil Wayne didn't shoot himself. This is a lesser known.
Yeah, he did when he was like 8.
I know, but this was recently. It was a lesser known rapper, and he was like trying to be a gangster. What are you making faces at me for?
I don't know. That was rude.
That was rude.
Yeah, sorry.
Sir, what are you, 9? Yeah, don't do that to me, weirdo. But yeah, it's stupid. Like, you don't have to do dumb stuff. I guess people just want to go viral, you know, via social media.
How arrogant do you have to be to think you can withstand the rays of the sun?
Like the actual sun. It's gigantic.
Like, F you. No, you can't.
Well,
he's
found out he can't. Why can't you just have good lyrics and good music and, you know, be famous because you're talented instead of having to pull, you know, like stunts? Because now this guy's a jackass. Now
he's Ray Charles the rapper.
Right. Now he's got to learn how to play piano and sing because he's blind. He's a blind bitch. Sorry, Joe Badass. Please don't hurt me. I mean, he's a badass with dollar signs. I mean, that's pretty, you know. Now everything he writes is going to look like dollar signs.
Can't be that much of a badass. He's Canadian.
Is he a Canadian rapper?
I think so.
No, that's. Well, look, isn't Drake Canadian? He's hardcore.
He is not hardcore. He's a Jew.
I was kidding, guys. He is not hard. He is not hard at all.
Hey.
I said that rude.
Yeah.
I didn't mean it.
I like Jewish people.
He's my favorite rapper, but he's not like a gangster rapper.
The Bear Jew was pretty badass.
Bear Jew?
What? Inglourious Bastards?
I didn't see it.
Oh, boy.
What is going on with you?
Oh, man.
Are you mad?
Yeah. You have to see every Tarantino movie, all of them.
Yep.
I saw Pulp Fiction.
There's not that many of them. Weekend. Make a weekend of it.
Is there a sign in my front yard that says Dead Anna Storage? No. You know why? Because storing dead Annas isn't my deal.
I saw Avatar.
That's not Tarantino at all.
Oh.
All right. I'm so glad I didn't stare at the sun. Not even with the sunglasses. Mosh, did you go out there with the glasses and look at it?
I did not look at it with the glasses. I did, you know, like
glance real fast.
My eyes, and I did the quick glance.
Ooh.
And nothing happened.
That's
I see
good.
Perfectly fine.
They say if you look real fast, but I don't want to play. You know what I mean? I don't want to do it.
Did you go outside? You went outside, didn't you?
No.
I mean, they were going to have a video on the internet within 5 seconds after it was done, so I figured why risk it?
I was watching a live stream from NASA TV in Oregon where they were like zooming in on the bitch and you can see planets behind it and stars, and I'm on my couch. I opened up the blinds just in case, like, you know, lasers shot out the sky and we were invaded by aliens. I'd be like, I see that, you know what I mean? But it looked like a cloud went over. Like, we had nothing here.
It was only 80% coverage.
Yeah, like I said, we get clouds every day in the summer here. It looked nothing different than anything. It was weird though. Right at 2:49, I had to poop out of nowhere. So I thought maybe that was like, you know, something with the tides and the moon and stuff. Made my, you know, maybe. No.
But you poop all the time.
I ate a lot of crab legs the day before. Yeah.
Does that make you poop?
Well, if you eat 17 pounds of crab legs, yeah, you'll have to poop a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Mosh Jelton is here. He is the greatest battle rapper in all of the land. And by the land, I mean the world. He is all over the place. Where are you going to be battling, like, close by next? Do you know?
I'm going to be battling, I'm close by is going to be September 30th. I'm going to be doing something, but I'm hosting a battle in Tampa September 2nd for the Battle League Enter the Dungeon. You can look them up online at Enter the Dungeon on YouTube. And yeah, I'll be hosting with Deuce and Slick, and that's going to be a really great event. That's September 2nd. It's going to be dope. All of the dopest artists from Tampa will be there, artists.
Where's it going to be at?
I'm not sure the venue on my Facebook page.
Ooh, it's secret. I like that.
On my Facebook page, it's got the flyer and stuff. But yeah, it's going to be really sick, and I'll be your host, so that makes it twice as sick.
A buddy of mine, a local comic that's really, really, really blowing up the scene comedy-wise, he also battle raps. I saw a video where he was battling this girl, and she was bad. She was real bad, but his name's Rio Paris. If you ever run into him, I was talking with him about you, and he's really excited like to run into you at one of these things.
He knew who I was, right?
Oh, of course he did. Yeah, yeah. I said, you know who Mosh Jelton is? And he bent the knee like Game of Thrones. I'm like, he's not here. He's like, oh, my bad. No, but
of course.
He can flow. Like, he's really, really good. So hopefully I'll get you guys hooked up one day. We were talking about off the air doing something with rap and comedy or something. And I was discussing this briefly with Street Lace DJs and Ian Beckles about doing a comedy show and SBK, doing a comedy show with like a hip hop flavor to it and just incorporating the whole thing. Kind of like a Tampa Def Comedy Jams, because Def Comedy was great in the 90s, man. That's what blew up a lot of people. Martin and I mean, the list goes on and on as far as like comedians and that whole culture with the Def Comedy Jam. And I used to do, when I started out doing comedy, I used to do what was called Fat Tuesdays, P-H-A-T Tuesdays. And I'd be the only white dude on the bill. And I loved it. It was the greatest, because it was that vibe, man. I felt like I was in New York doing deaf comedy. But we can incorporate freestyle and comedy and kind of make a big, big gig out of it.
Now, that would be really dope. I think it could. Best of both worlds.
And then you could have comics rap against each other. They'd be so bad at it, it'd be entertaining.
I'd love to see it, and I'd love to jump in a...
Yeah.
Show them all how it's done.
Insult some people. I like it.
Lies.
Mosh, are you ready for the rap recap?
I'm ready for the rap recap.
We're doing it a cappella. Mosh has been writing notes down for the last hour and a half, everything we've been discussing, and now he's going to give it to you in the rap recap.
Now, you know, I just wrote it, so, but check this out. You know, I just want to verbally say go to Mosh Jelton on Facebook and cop the merchandise. Now you have to swallow me whole. I'm the type to win Yahtzee on a re-roll. 102.5, that's the bone in the zone, and I want to shout out all my B-holes. I hope I'm not in trouble, but this is the Johnny B Show starring Anna Hummel and Barney Rubble. Get right from 10 p.m. till midnight. It's Johnny B, Anna, me, and it's Ryan. On this night, I spit tight. Everything I say is rude. Balls? They must have named that dude after his favorite food. Mosh Jelton spitting game on it. The Johnny B Show. He puts his name on it. Mortal Kombat. I'm trying to find Baraka. My freestyles are scarier than the Hawaiian haka. Johnny's a poker dealer. I'm an all-inner. 8 tickets and still no Powerball winner. I spit for the kids to enjoy. And I'm not going to stop until every midget's employed. I'd be off the top in the hot spot. Anna, you're great, but Britney, top notch. Cats really don't want to try it. The horny robot Ferguson was a riot. Spit facts, big crabs I'm getting with a wristband that's riffraff resistant. Everything I say is smarter. Dick Tracy and Ass Lamberson would make the greatest partners. Hear Mosh Jelton from a block away. Stay patient, B-holes. Merchandise is on the way. Nothing but the art. The only thing Anna remembered from the filibuster was the busting part. Sex acts are my needs. R-Y's penis, R-I-P. I'm punctual with everything except for my editor and a crazy, crack-smoking, drunk, midget sexual predator. Believe that. You know I'm going to be back. Another dope Mosh Gel and rap recap.
I love it. Yes.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Yes.
That was awesome.
Thank you very much.
People just can't do that. That's Mosh Jelton. So
that's incredible.
Yeah, that's what he does. That's what he does.
I'm jealous.
That's why he's a legend.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.